אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חובת בני ברוך כלפי האנושות בדור.
We're learning in selected excerpts about the duty of Bnei Baruch, the responsibility of Bnei Baruch toward humanity in the last generation, excerpt number 15. You can watch the lesson on cab.tv and ask questions there. And selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The responsibility of Bnei Baruch toward humanity in the last generation, excerpt 15. From Bala Sulam, the teaching of the Kabbalah and its essence. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. Should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
Okay.
Again, excerpt 15. I am glad that I have been born in such a generation when it is permitted to disclose the wisdom of truth. And should you ask how I know that it is permitted, I will reply that it is because I have been given permission to disclose. That is, until now, the ways by which it is possible to publicly engage and to fully explain each word have not been revealed to any sage. And this is what the Creator has given me to the fullest extent. We deem it as dependent not on the greatness of the sage, but on the state of the generation. As our sages said, little Samuel was worthy, but his generation was unworthy. This is why I said that my being rewarded with the manner of disclosing the wisdom is only because of my generation.
We can say the same, because all in all, who are we? None of us is special or unique, but because the time for correction has come, then it's starting from us, from actually the worst. And we're being advanced toward the recognition of evil for us to do something good. No questions.
We got PT-20.
PT-20, who's that?
What is a generation in the wisdom of Kabbalah?
No, here generation in terms of the dozens and dozens of years that people are in a certain historical period or move in which they have to start advancing toward the spiritual process. This is the generation. Not spiritual generations where there it's measured in degrees of Aviyut, worlds, Aviyut too, but we can't count it that way. Our generation, from the beginning of the 20th century, and I think that a few years after us too, until all of humanity will start to feel that it is a part of spiritual development. That's why it's called the last generation.
There are other questions by Tbilisi in Itafor.
Sorry. Tbilisi?
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Привет, привет.
Привет. У меня такой вопрос, Раф. Пока человек не
Hi. My question is this. Until a person acquires this perspective from the perspective of the sorrow of divinity, can he even do something right?
A person can't do anything, not good or bad, but only what's inserted into him from above. But he's responsible with the work that he does in his tent, in the group, for what he's given from above, the good or the bad inclination. You understand, Gia?
I
got it. Thank you.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno, Rav. Le chiedo quali sono le condizioni che
si sono
per cui è possibile ora
What are the conditions by which it is possible to give the wisdom of Kabbalah to the whole world?
The conditions?
Yes.
There are no conditions. Publicize it only, disseminate it only in a way that it will fit the entire world. That's the condition. You can reveal the wisdom of Kabbalah as much as you want, but on condition that the rest of the world will accept it correctly. That's it.
Seder? Can
Yes, Niv.
There's also Moscow 1.
Okay.
There's this impression of the Russian public, that the Russian public has some closeness to spiritual matters. Can you explain that?
This is because many Jews, most of the Jews, lived in Poland and Russia for the past 300 years, and therefore it somehow permeated. The matter kind of permeated there. Previously it was in Spain, and therefore Kabbalists, they came from Spain. There was the Spanish period or era. There was also the era of Europe, Czechoslovakia, Germany, other places, but the extended period of exile for the Jewish people was in Poland, Ukraine, Russia, the entire area, the Slovenian area. And therefore, they became included of this approach. They became more sensitive towards spirituality, and it's something that's felt in everything, in music, literature, everything. The Russian people are very close to spiritual perception.
Tov. Ala.
Spain 2.
Buenos días, Raf. Pregunta de Javier. ¿Qué hace que una generación sea merecedora de revelación de esta hermosa sabiduría de la Kabbalah?
What does a generation that is worthy of this amazing wisdom of Kabbalah do?
Historically wise, there's a process in which the will to receive is becoming more and more revealed. It's unfolding more and more since the sin of the tree of knowledge and to this day. And the time for those souls that have not yet scrutinized themselves has come, and in this generation they can already scrutinize themselves, and their scrutiny reached a state where in order to scrutinize themselves, they really need for the upper light to be revealed in them tangibly, for them to really feel it. There is the period like when a fetus, for example, develops in his mother's womb. So he develops, his mom develops him afterwards. When he's born, he develops, he doesn't even know how he's being taken care of. But then, gradually starts to reveal himself, take interest in things, how to develop, what to do. And therefore, this is our generation. That we're already more egoistic. We prepared ourselves with our big ego. With its help, we wanted to rule all of reality. And we saw that it doesn't work. And so, we're really confused, and we're also very, we're smart alecks. And so what happens is that we're helpless. Now that this virus, the coronavirus, has come, we have no idea how to behave. We have no idea how to behave, what to do. We used to live, each of us, on this piece of land, up until about 100 years ago, and everything was fine. And all in all, in the world, there were, well, suppose 2 billion people. 2 billion. Today it's 8. Look what's going on. Because we started feeding everyone, giving food to everyone. So, like animals, we started multiplying. This is something that's known to us from nature. And what is happening now? 8 billion people, and suddenly, the entire basis for a life has broken. It's broken. It's not something temporary. But it's something that really, within a few years, you'll see how everything becomes completely different. Completely. Where is our old life? Where we... We used to work, read books, go to the theater, listen to music, bear children, as many as you want, each living in his own apartment. You'll see how all these things that were controlled by some governments, organizations, that we belong to them, that we work in different offices and factories, all that will completely change. What am I saying, actually, that everything's going to change. Work, our attitude toward work, the family, our attitude toward the family. And you already see that this is how it's starting to be. A person will be a new person with a new education. Everything is new, in short. And this whirlpool, this revolution that is going on now, we're only at its very beginning. And this is something that we will have to digest to some extent. We'll have to accept it as is. We have no choice to some extent. And maybe even agree and maybe even lead in order to bring this development, or at least to know what is going on and to go with it, flow with it. That this is the most convenient, comfortable way. For this, we have to know what is going on. Where are we headed? What are we developing toward? Why? What for? Toward what future picture? This is what we're going to learn about, trying to build a society that knows and understands what is going on and what has to be done. And therefore, this society will be one that will teach all of humanity how to take good, nice, easy, pleasant steps without suffering, but wise is he who foresees the future, and he knows how to develop, and what shall tomorrow bring. This is our role. So we talked about this lately. Try to repeat the same material again, publicize these things. The more we disseminate these materials, we ourselves will advance. We have to discharge everything that we have, and then we'll get from above a new mochin, a new mind. Understanding. This is how it works. PT 25.
So, what is the real goal that humanity will have after the era we're going into, the Corona era? What will be people's passions and desires? What will be their new goal in life?
Very simple. I live in this corporeal world in order to keep my body alive in a normal way, where I meet my basic needs, and in the rest of my time, I'm engaged in the second part. You know, we're like the Greeks. Had these kinds of, like, imaginations. They had, like, this, these images of half man, half horse in Greek mythology. Kentaur, yeah. I don't want to say it, but if you're saying it, then probably a few more people are familiar with the name. It is the body of a horse, and where the neck of the horse starts and the head, there you have a human being. What I want to say is that this is our work. We have to live like a horse in this life, meaning to give ourselves what we need in order to cover for our basic needs, and besides that, to be a human being. This is what we have to publicize to everyone. What does it mean to be like this and to be like that at the same time? This is what we have to do. And this is also what the Torah says, that this is what we have to do. Make your Torah permanent and your labor temporary, and righteous eats to satisfy his soul, and so on, as it says.
We know that humanity is following the will to receive right now. Do you think people will enjoy engaging in this work, or will it require, will it have to come to them in a different way, through blows that they will have to do this work, or will they be able to do it out of pleasure?
Oh, what does it mean, the pleasure? When a desire awakens in you, this desire isn't pleasure, it's suffering. But if you see how to fulfill that desire, then that desire is also felt as a part of the pleasure, as a component.
Can it be said that what's developing now is a new desire, but right now it's felt, people feel it as suffering? They run to fill it, but they don't understand it yet?
Yeah. And they also don't want to get rid of their previous desires, even though that they understand that were it not for these desires, they would have been better off. But still, they're not yet really willing to get rid of it.
So we're in a transition stage where they still don't feel the feeling and how to obtain that new desire, and they're still stuck in their old desires. Is there something special about the stage that we have to do? What is the work of the Rosh of Nebruch to promote that process?
To explain, to explain all the time to humanity that it's a process, that we're not going back to how things were, like all of our managers thought with the corona, with COVID, that soon it's gonna go away, and therefore they simply spent all of our money and did different things that there's no need for, and so on. But what can you do? This is how humanity learns. We will have to go through many phases, educational phases. Yeah, David.
Thank you, Rav. That's okay.
Dudi. No questions.
Well,
I do have a question, actually. Thank you. Two things I want to say. First of all, continuing on Rav's advice, was said about a week ago that once a month we should collect all the messages, the articles, the materials we talked about and disseminate them. We prepared a document of 16 pages that summarizes all of Rav's words in the recently talks about the global world nature, everything you talked about the ego breaking the balance and the need for a method of connection, of education for connection. It's in the Corona site. I see that Shlomo is showing it. Under the title, The Idea, it's in the menu. It's in Hebrew right now. If you click there, you get everything we talked about recently. Materials for dissemination. You can take it from there, edit it, rewrite it, take it as is, pieces from it, whatever you want. It went through all the tests, and it's accurate for Rav's words.
But only in Hebrew.
Right now, it's in Hebrew. We are already showing it so people can take it. And we're also working on a course of several meetings that will give the full picture about what is the corona, the reason for the corona, the solution according to nature's laws. That will be international. Every language will have its own course. And we're trying to explain it in every possible way. Anyone who wants to participate can come and help. There's plenty to do. Please speak to human resource. There's a lot to do in dissemination today. A question. From where will humanity get the strength to wait, to accept the changes with an understanding? Because you see the whole picture, you see what's happening behind the fence. But how will humanity, be easy for humanity to relinquish art, literature, culture, everything they've accumulated, just let go of it and move on? It's very painful.
I don't think that it's going to be painful, and I don't think that humanity has to get rid of all the good things that it made. I think that the will to receive that's changing, and that will especially now change toward its spiritual development, then it'll stop feeling the need for corporeality in many aspects, even toward art. Even though that art is extremely important, it's actually that a person through images, music, different things expresses his desire, his yearnings, and therefore from all of man's actions will keep art due to our desire to keep our previous form of expressing our feelings and thoughts, and therefore art will remain more than all of our other engagements. But all these things will happen not by pressure, but more naturally. Since the desire is changing, then you're changing. And everything correspondingly falls into place. You better think about how to advance toward the Congress, and this will seriously change us, and from us, waves will come to the world, and the world will change.
Another question about the Congress. Friends asked me, they don't understand the line, because initially we said we would do it outwards. Now we're talking about doing it inwards. And so we're saying it's inwards with the idea of going outwards. Can you refocus us, give us a focus again?
I think that first of all, what we're missing is our inner connection, that even though that I'd really like to go into broad dissemination, burst out in broad dissemination, still not sure that it's good because we're not ready yet and the world is kind of confused. So we have to allow these things to become a bit more stabilized. Now they want to renew flights. We'll see the measure to which flights will be renewed and how many people will really fly. It's not like it was in the past that business people are thinking that it'll revive and liven their businesses. Time takes its toll. This is how it is. And so we can't go and start disseminating broadly to everyone. We need more acute times that include everyone, the entire world. In the meantime, we have to prepare ourselves, and this is what our Congress is for. This is why today we started doing workshops. This is how we're going to continue. And in the meantime, Dudi, that's it?
Yeah, we're moving on to Shai.
Good. Let's move on to Shai.
Right, so before we go over the schedule, continuing to what we just talked about now, Alec will now tell us. Alec is part of the team that's preparing the World Kli to the Virtual Congress, so Alec will tell us.
Hello, World Kli. What a great pleasure in this morning lesson to announce great events that will be taking place from the Congress preparation team and Yeshivat Haverim team. We heard this morning in a lesson that we need to get closer to each other in order to discover the love of a friend. So where is the better place, not like Yeshivat Haverim? And our Yeshivat Haverim team prepared an amazing Yeshivat Haverim for you. So please bring your love, please bring your connection, because we can feel already that every 10 is pulsating with the love of a friend and getting ready for the Congress. So the preparation team will send out today a new survey where we capture all the things from the morning lessons that will help you attend to focus on the Congress preparation. And please, all men and women, go and fill out this survey, because it will help us to unite and bring love to the Creator and to each other. And let's unite during this event today. Thank you.
ונמשיך ללוז שלנו, היום אנחנו ב-10 בבוקר עד 10 וחצי.
We'll continue to our schedule from 10 to 10:30. We'll do a broadcast with Chaim Ratz, live broadcast, then writers' meetings. The writers' meetings will be from now on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So today it'll be from 10:30 to 11:30, from 11:30 to 12, Norma Anitza with Rav. About women's issues, and as on every Sunday from 6:45 to 7:30, the World Gathering of Friends. Now, song.
Gam im lo margisha o yodat, נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומדיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה העורר יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה העורר הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבל תחושה של הרשת שספוגה בת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה שונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה בת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העורר יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאף כי בו מתגלה העורר לה 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 שבלב, אליו משתוקק, משתוקק ונשאר, כי בו מתגלה העורר. יש בינינו מרכז משותף, לכל הנקודות שבלב.